The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show.
Shad Olson Show. Hey!
Shad Olson Show. Him in a cell. He's now facing years in prison. So what did Peter Navarro do to deserve treatment like this? Well, he resisted a subpoena from the January 6th committee. The January 6th committee is Washington's latest partisan inquisition. It's run by Nancy Pelosi with help from obedient little quislings like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Navarro resisted that subpoena because he had nothing to do with January 6th. Nothing whatsoever. That's not disputed. Peter Navarro did not break into the Capitol. He didn't encourage anyone else to break into the Capitol. He wasn't even there that day. He had no idea it was going to happen. Again, that's beyond dispute, and Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney know that. If you really wanted to figure out what happened on January 6th, Peter Navarro would be the last person you would talk to. Instead, you'd be talking to Ray Epps and various FBI informants. But finding out what happened on January 6th and why is not the point of the exercise. The point of the exercise is preventing Donald Trump from running for president again. So in the service of that goal, Pelosi and Liz Cheney demanded that Peter Navarro surrender records of his private conversations with his former boss, President Donald Trump. And when he refused to do that, Congress voted to hold him in contempt.
We've been traveling far. Without a home. Not without a star.
Shad Olson Show.
Only want to be free. We huddle close. Hang on to a dream. On the boats and on the planes. They come into America. Never looking back again.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the reality as we look at this, what is a primary election day in states across this blessed nation, reality is the reversal of fortune that finds many of us in this present generation. We are the refugees in this moment. All the talk about everybody flooding across the southern border in search of a better life. Everybody talking about, you know, fleeing Ukraine and the desperate peoples around the world that are fleeing in search of a better life. Reality is the American patriot right here on American soil in this moment. We are refugees. We are hoping and praying and wishing and hinging our last hope on the responsivity and the possibility of the continued existence of free, fair, and open elections in the United States. Today is a litmus test for whether or not that reality still pervades and persists in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and how we need how the pages of history groan for a verdict in response to the unrighteousness and in response to the tyranny that is lodged around the throat of the republic, the talons of the dragon of old that have sunk their claws into the throat of this republic. They are desperate to destroy us before we find the avenues and the mechanisms and the courage and the boldness to be able to wrest the tyranny and do what must be done to apply righteous justice to this tree of unrighteous fruit. God help us and God be with us in this moment as we await one of the first verdicts in this year of 2022. If you want to know if the midterms are real, if there's any possibility of not having a repeat of 2020, not having 4,000 mules or 6,000 mules or 8,000 mules tell the tale of what's actually happening in the electorate, today is one of those litmus test days as we look at primaries around the nation. And we have as much to worry about and as much to be concerned about the establishmentarian, Republican in name only rhinos destroying populist, patriot, conservative, libertarian candidates on ballots across the nation in exactly the same way they stole the election from Donald Trump in 2020. Liz Cheney is one of those swamp dwellers. Swamp dweller in chief, Liz Cheney. The woman that I predicted could possibly be an independent presidential candidate, if not a running mate on the Democratic ticket, by the time 2024 rolls around. She is receiving MVP status on the part of the deep state because she's helping to destroy Donald Trump's opportunity to seek re-election in 2024. Now, I've been telling you since 2017, the goal of the Democrats was never impeachment. It was never legalese in terms of impugning Trump or defaming or diminishing or degrading or denigrating his chances as a political quantity. It was to render him constitutionally ineligible ever to hold any kind of office ever again. That is still the destination. And they're working very assiduously, even as we find out they're now producing this made-for-TV drama. Got some ABC, former ABC News honcho, and I say that as a former employee of ABC News myself. This former ABC News honcho that's in charge of putting together this kabuki theater political troika to put on primetime television, hoping the American people tune in and watch this papier-mâché political prevarication that is the January 6th Commission so they can destroy Donald Trump once and for all, indict him, and if they can get a conviction, convict citizen Donald Trump in a way that makes him ineligible feloniously for the ballot in 2024. And Tucker Carlson last night, exactly right. That's what I've been telling you for years right here on the program. They want to make sure Donald Trump can never run for office ever again. Liz Cheney facing a contest down in the great state of Wyoming. Harriet Hageman is the Trump-backed candidate in that race. Latest polling numbers. There is good news in Denmark. The latest polling numbers show that Harriet Hageman leading somewhere between 60-40 and 70-30, depending on the numbers you believe. Commission and non-commissioned, non-published polling numbers, according to sources that I have down in the state of Wyoming. Even as this program originating in South Dakota, people tell me Harriet Hageman has a commanding lead over Liz Cheney, despite the Democrats crossing party lines to try to vote for Liz to make sure that she's able to win the primary down there. But very interesting happenings as we look at this June primary Tuesday in the United States. Pleased to welcome to the airwaves today a good friend from the great state of North Dakota, Tommy Collins with Restore America is with us, and we're going to get an update from what's happening in the state of North Dakota, even as similar games are afoot. The rhinos and establishmentarians playing similar games in the state of North Dakota as well. Tommy, it's great as always to have you here.
It's my pleasure to be here, Shad.
Well, you tell me what's happening in your neck of the woods as we stare down the barrel of this primary Tuesday. So much hanging in the balance. Your thoughts about continued chicanery by the establishment and deep state to make sure that populists don't see the light of day politically in this conflict.
Well, I'll tell you, I want to make a comment about Harriet Hageman. She's a rock star. I know Harriet very well.
Yes.
And she has done tremendous work already for our country with regards to regulation. So everybody, you know, if we have a crossover of folks listening or, you know, folks down in Wyoming, have them get out and do everything they can
Yes.
to support Harriet Hageman. She's amazing.
Well, she's the real deal. Yeah. And of course, she has Donald Trump's stamp of approval. That's That's had kind of mixed results, at least in, right? in what we see in some of the primaries. I've been disappointed in some of his endorsements, and we don't need to parse the lily too finely in regards to that. But when he endorses Harriet Hageman, you and I are four square in defense and all behind that that choice in the state of Wyoming. Anything to get rid of Liz Cheney, but Harriet Hageman isn't just a better choice; she's the best choice in that field.
That's right. You're right. Well, I got to tell you, we've got stuff going on in North Dakota that affects the entire United States of America. In North Dakota, we're known as the, you know, state that feeds and fuels the world. I mean, that's yes. just what we do. And we've got China hot on our tails. And you and I have been speaking about this scary situation with the Chinese Communist Party, literally, I think it's the 10th and the 11th district of the Republic of China. They're the executives of this Fufang company
yes.
that's coming into North Dakota right now to make start a corn processing facility that makes a particular byproduct. And you're the expert on what that byproduct is. And it's going to affect our entire food supply, our meat supply, everything. Not to mention, we have a situation where they're going right up next to the Grand Forks Air Force Base.
Well, and you dive. I wasn't sure which topic you wanted to tackle first. You dive right into the this heavy lysine, high lysine, concentrated corn refinery plant. It's a wet corn milling facility, and what they do there is they derive the lysine, which is a naturally occurring amino acid in corn. They take that out, and it is a necessity. Lysine is a necessity. It's an amino acid that they use in the manufacturing of these Impossible Whoppers and these artificial meat products and all the things that they're trying to get us to transition away from actual beef, eating the yummy and delicious and nutritious cows that God has blessed us with and have been, you know, a staple of the American diet for so long. Of course, they're couching all this in the name of climate change and saving the planet from deadly greenhouse gas emissions and all the rest of it. Carbon footprint. It's so sad to see the way they're manipulating your state and planting this as just like they would take a big giant communist Chinese flag and planting it right there in the state of North Dakota in the form of this wet corn milling facility. Fufang Corporation, as you identify, you're in the thick of the fight against this company. What's happening with the grassroots effort to oppose this, and has there been any progress?
There has been progress. However, you know, the powers that be, they, you know, threw out their original petitions. We're regrouping and coming at it from a different perspective. Unfortunately, across the board, the grassroots, they just don't have a lot of times the infrastructure, the professional infrastructure or the legal infrastructure necessary for them to know exactly how to approach an issue.
Yes.
So they're swinging like crazy. I came onto the scene discovering this And America Restored and Restore America project. We came on late on the scene after they had already started their original petition drives. And so there was some questions on how they did that. I disagree with the findings. However, we're not going to quit fighting. So the people are working diligently in Grand Forks and they need resources and help. The thing is this affects our entire country, what's happening in North Dakota.
Yes.
We feed and fuel the world. The bottom line is they want to have a corner on, not a corner, they want our land, our corn, our everything. We have our prices are going up to one sale that just happened, and we believe China was on the other end of the line of this auction. We had $6,000 an acre. They're coming
gosh.
In and they're buying. It's being allowed by Doug Burgum, Senator Hoeven, Kevin Cramer. Senator Cramer standing back going, well, I don't know if this is a good idea yet. Thank Kevin. It's across the board. We've been infiltrated. Many people don't know how close Doug Burgum is with Bill Gates. That's the governor up here.
Yes.
And he's up here on the regular. And so they have a plan to deceive little North Dakota people into thinking they're doing the right thing for North Dakota. But from what I'm getting, the small towns, and I'm out talking to people aren't falling for it. And I'd like to remind all the people in South Dakota And in every state listening, whether North Dakota, wherever, there's more of us than there are of them. And we must mobilize.
We've got
AmericaRestored.us to do that. And we'll plug people in with the great grassroots in their area.
Well, we so appreciate the effort that you're putting into that fight, Tommy. If nothing symbolizes and is more emblematic of this globalist push than to see a state like North Dakota be infiltrated directly by the CCP, Communist Chinese Party, and they're right there putting a corporate interest. BlackRock Investments is involved with this as well. So you got Bill Gates, you got BlackRock, the globalists very interested. We'll explain the reasons and the necessity of lysine. Let's get into just a little bit of the science of this, and we'll do that coming back in this next segment. Delve into just some of the fine print of why they're doing this, why it's necessary, and what it has to do with this transition. They're trying to push us to eat bugs in this nightmare future that they're putting together. Don't want you to have prime rib or filet mignon or ribeye steaks. They want you to be eating bugs instead of burgers, and that's the next step in this road to hell that they're paving with the World Economic Forum and all these big corporate interests pulling together. Tommy Conlin's fighting back against it, and we're proud to be on the same side fighting with her as well. Back with more Shadows and Show, SOS Radio Network.
Repeat after me. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is your friend. George Soros is the most loving, compassionate, and enlightened man in the history of the world. All his plans should be embraced by the planet. Those who resist will be eliminated. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson for the betterment of all mankind. The Shad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
January of 2020, you wrote an article. It titled COVID-19, Born in North Carolina, Sold to Wuhan Lab, Optimized for Pandemic Spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail. And they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Shad Olson. I mean, because yes. You nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
This was their Hail Mary for the end zone to try to get Donald Trump out of office. Can you imagine Joe Biden running around the country having to campaign against 2.8% unemployment? And a GDP growth rate of 4.5%,
Yeah. Absolutely
an impossibility. The Chinese and the deep state collaborated, and they absolutely made it happen.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.